Buck couldn't hit him center mass, but a foot was protruding from one side of their cover. Buck sent a bullet into it. The man's instincts caused him to jerk up, and that's when he caught a bullet in the forehead. The other man was blinded by rage now. He popped up from behind the rock and emptied his gun in a frenzied burst of shots. The bullets ricocheted off the rock Buck sheltered behind. Once the gun's hammer clicked down on an empty chamber, Buck cautiously rose up.
You put your hands up, and I'll let you live.
The man reacted just as Buck figured he would. With a deranged look in his green eyes, he hastily lurched for his rifle, which lay a few feet away. Buck fired once, twice, then a third time, all the bullets catching the man in midair. They jerked his body violently. He landed on the hard ground just as bubbling blood frothed from his mouth. Buck inched near him with both guns still trained and ready.
Here? Him. I seen you once before.
Something desperate gripped Buck. Suddenly, he didn't care nearly as much about the wagons and their freight below. He couldn't even focus on the Graysons and their trouble. The only thing that mattered was gleaning what little piece of information he could from this dying man before it was too late.
Where?
Here. In Montana.
In Montana?
Oh, fought against you in that range war. Faye Jensen's ranch. I let a shuck out of there before you done me in. Oh, guess I wasn't so smart this time.
The man's arms jerked involuntarily. And then death claimed him. Buck stood. Below him, in the past, the shooting had died down. He could hear teamsters yelling and whooping in victory, but his mind wasn't on them. Faye Jensen, who was she? And what was this about a range war? Had he been a hired gun? As smooth as he was with his weapons, that would certainly make sense. He repeated the name over and over in his mind and then saying it out loud.
Jensen.
That struck him. He felt like it should mean something. Had this Faye been more than an employer? He was deep in thought as he made his way down from the hill.